So what are you sacrificing? What's your sacrifice? If it's your family, I urge you to stop and just spend time with them, because one thing you'll never get back is time.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. Okay. So on today's subject, today's topic, today's show, I'm going to talk about my greatest sacrifice. What was my sacrifice? You see these Olympians or politicians or people who do, you know, actors, singers, they all got to sacrifice something. Most of the things aren't just handed to you. It's just not handed to you. You got to work super hard, right? Because there's the guy right behind you who may want it more than you, and will work twice as hard and take your spot. I think about Larry Bird. He's a basketball player. He wasn't the strongest. He was like 6'7", just kind of like, just didn't have a basketball body. You saw him, you're like, you don't play basketball. But he worked his ass off shooting, you know, his free throws, three pointers, just knowing the fundamentals of basketball. And he was just so good. Doesn't matter if you had a guy faster, quicker, taller, stronger, anything, he still beat everybody, schooled him. And I think he probably still do it today in today's game. I think he would, just because he was just so good at the fundamentals. And but so what did he sacrifice, right? He spent thousands and thousands of hours instead of going party with his friends, right? He's shooting free throws backyard. So something's got to give. Your greatest sacrifice. When you start in a business, people ask me all the time, hey, you got married when I was 19 years old. Okay. 19 years old. Yeah. Don't I, you know, 19 years old. I said that right. 19. And it was my wife's 18th birthday. Okay. So we got married on my wife's 18th birthday, just a bunch of kids getting married. And I'm still married with her today. I don't know how she puts up with me, right? Been married 23 years. And, you know, it feels like 5 minutes. Feel 5 minutes underwater, you know, underwater. All right. That's funny. Yeah, we can leave that in there. But people say, hey, should you get married early? Should you get married young? Should you have kids early? Should you have kids late? I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like my wife and I talk about it. And we're like, honey, we should have probably got married in our 30s. And then I got friends that got married in the 30s. Say, hey, I should have got married when I was younger. I'm like, okay, which one is it? Nobody really knows which is the right or the wrong time to get married or have kids or whatever. But you kind of have to work with what you got. And at some point, something's got to sacrifice something. You got to give something and you have to sacrifice something. That's what I meant to say. So you got to sacrifice something. So if you're younger and you want to build a business, you want to build real estate, you want to flip houses, you want to wholesale houses, you want to buy some rentals, apartments, whatever you want to do in real estate, right? Maybe when you're young, you got a job, maybe you're going to school, you got a career, maybe you don't have a girlfriend, you're not married, but in your spare time, you're not going to be partying with your friends. You're going to be doing the business, right? Whatever business you want to do. So you're going to sacrifice your party time for your money time or your future money time. And so that's what you're sacrificing, right? You're sacrificing your kind of your free time. And that's your time that you're sacrificing. Right now, you're married. Now, at some point, if you don't have any kids, you're going to take some of that time from your spouse. Some of your time and some time from your spouse. Right now, if you got kids and you're building a business and you have a full-time job, you got to put food on the table, and maybe your spouse doesn't work. Maybe they both, maybe say they don't work, right? It's a lot of responsibility. So what do you sacrifice? What are you sacrificing? Of course, your time with your kids, time with your wife, because you want to build that business. So the ones that pay for it is your family. The ones you're trying to build the business for is the one that you hurt sometimes because you totally ignore them and you pretty much sacrifice their time. Now, if you sacrifice their time, and you're going out partying and still hanging out with your friends, hey, man, I just want to say straight up, man, it's naked truth. You're a damn loser. You're a dirtbag. I'm just being honest, all right? So, you know, sacrifice your time. Sacrifice all my time. And I took time from my family. That was my greatest sacrifice. And I wish I could have done it different because I know it hurt my family. It definitely hurt my family. I'm sitting there. We're having a conversation in the car. Heck, we're sitting at the kitchen table just eating. Everybody's joking, laughing, and they're looking right at me and they're telling me this joke. And they ask me, hey, dad, what do you think? And I'm just staring at them, like thinking of a million things that I got going on. And just the look in their face, like what a disappointment. I just have hurt because I'm not even there for like a year, probably like a couple of years. I want to say probably a good two plus years. I pretty much ignored my family. You know, like I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. was always busy. I was never present. I'll get my wife on the podcast sometime. She'll probably say, hey, you still need to work on that. You know, I'm sure I've got better. I like to ask people how they're doing, like in a relationship. I'm like, hey, how are you guys doing? The guy's like, oh yeah, we're doing great. And then I look at the wife or the spouse. How are you guys doing? And then you'll hear the real story then, right? So, but you know, I say that because for me, it was definitely a sacrifice for my family and it hurt my family. Maybe some of my kids, well, I know my kids have some resentment to real estate just because it's the business that took their dad away. One of my kids going through high school 4 years and I only went to his high school one time when he got in trouble. So, you know, I was a bad dad, right? I was a bad husband, you know, during that time. So if I could go back, I would have done it a little bit different. I want to say I would have, but you know, anybody can play Monday morning quarterback. The only thing you can do is apologize and move forward and try to make it up. Sometimes people say, hey, why do you do this business? And this is what I would say. I do this business for women, cars, houses, and money. That's what I would say. I'm just being honest, naked truth. And women, it's my wife and my daughter in my life. Cars, you know, I want them to drive nice and safe cars. I want to have a nice place for them to live. And I need money for my future, right? For my generational wealth, for my legacy, leave something behind. So that's why I do real estate. And that's why I do it. But sometimes the reason that we used to do our passion or our business or whatever we decide to do is the thing that we hurt the most. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it for my family. Yeah, but then you're ignoring them. You're on the phone till midnight. And that sucks. Look, I'm guilty of that. And it sucks because during Corona, you're sitting at home work. So I'm sitting here working all day. 6 o'clock hits and I'm done working. And maybe I'm ordering some stuff on Amazon on the kitchen table, but my kids see me on my phone. They think I'm working. And it's like, oh shoot, it looks like I'm still working. Right. So look, and sometimes I am, I'm checking my emails. So I'm guilty of that as well. So the reason you use for this business, don't try not to hurt it. Come up with a way to do it a little bit better. I wish I would have going back. I wish I would have like forced myself to block some time. I wish I would have done that. I think my kids would have been a lot better. I think my relationship would be a lot better. There wouldn't be as much resentment. Right now, it's been a couple of years and still pretty busy sometimes. I'm traveling all over the place, but I definitely know it's a lot better than it was. Maybe you should ask my wife because the guy's like, yeah, everything's great. And you ask my wife, she'd be like, no. You know, I bet you she would say she feels lonely sometimes because when it's time to raise some money for a project, right? We got to raise a couple million bucks. And I'm in North Carolina, I'm in the East Coast, and our investors are in California. They get off of work at 6, they get home, have dinner, and want to talk at 7:30, 8 o'clock their time. It's like 11 o'clock my time. And then we chat for 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. It's midnight. I worked a pretty much full day and I'm on the phone until midnight. So all that stuff's got to get balanced. You got to be able to juggle all those items and keep a happy spouse, happy kids. Heck, I even got a dog, right? I got to make sure the dog is happy. And it's a challenge. So that's my sacrifice. My sacrifice was my family. The reason that I wanted to do this business was probably the biggest thing that I probably hurt. I mean, myself working, you know, 80 hours a week, not getting sleep, you know, eating unhealthy. Yeah, you hurt yourself as well, but it's you. If I would have been single, building this business and I had no money or I had to save money or whatever I had to do, I live in my car, shower at the gym, pay 15 bucks and go shower and shave at the gym. That's awesome, right? Eat whatever I could just to make it happen, right? Sacrifice myself. But you got a family? Hopefully, I'm just saying you got to sacrifice something. Now, that's the way I did it because I didn't have any money. I didn't have $1 million in the bank or even a few hundred thousand dollars in the bank when I got started. So I had to hustle. I had to really work. You know, there might be some situations out there where some folks got some extra cash and they've done a few things that they can start their business a little bit better, more organized, or heck, they've done other businesses, right? And they know how to do a little bit better. I'm just talking about me, and that's just my opinion. A lot of the stuff that I say here is not fact. It's my opinion. I should always start that off with, hey, in my opinion, my wife taught me that, or actually some friends of ours from Peru, she always says, they say, hey, you should always start a sentence when you're going to say something, in my opinion, right? Because it's just an opinion. So what are you sacrificing? What's your sacrifice? If it's your family, I urge you to stop and just spend time with them, right? Because one thing you'll never get back is time. Money, for sure. People hit me up on Facebook and all that. I love talking to people. And biggest thing that I really value is people's time because you're never going to get that back. This time these few minutes that we're chatting, you're listening to me right now, I definitely appreciate that because you're never going to get that time back. So I want to make sure you get some value out of it where you go on your day. And at some point, a few years on the road, a few days on the road, it helps you out somewhere. Shoot me a message, write a review, something that'd be great. But even if I don't ever find out about it, it's just karma, right? It just what goes around. You give over here and you receive on this side, right? Just strange how those things work. So just want to kind of tell you how it is, shoot it to you straight here in the naked truth about my greatest sacrifice. And my greatest sacrifice was my family. I did hurt my family. You know, I've apologized, always apologized. Like I said before, always apologize. And I should probably teach you guys or show you guys how I apologize. In my opinion, this is the way you should apologize, in my opinion. Okay. Okay, it happens all the time. So I can give you, I say something to my wife and she's offended and it's my turn to apologize or I have to apologize. I say, honey, I'm so sorry. And I stay quiet. Doesn't matter what she says. Oh, because you did this. And last time, last week, last year, 8 years ago in the corner of this street, in this street, you were wearing a yellow shirt and you said this. Okay, I don't remember that. But anyways, I stay quiet. I just let her say whatever she wants to say. And then I still say, I'm so sorry. After the time has passed, a day, a couple hours, depends on the situation. It's not going to be a couple of days because we always make up before we go to bed. But I'll just make sure and I'll be like, honey, you know that I apologized 2 days ago or yesterday or a couple hours ago for this. I just want you to know that's not the kind of person I am. I just want to make sure that I come across, this is what I meant to say. But I'm still sorry. But I just want you to know that this is what I meant. And at that time, she's already passed. She's already said her whatever she wanted to say. But what happens, the key point here, so she's not going to attack me again for say, right? She's not going to get all pissed off because we've already had that agreement. Whoever apologizes, stay quiet. And the other person can say whatever they want. Are we mature adults here or not? I want to stay married. So it's no sense in arguing and being in a fight for a week. I want to be married. I want to be happy. Time is short. So apologize, apologize, and apologize. Don't have an ego. That's what I do. And like I say, I'm a professional apologizer because I screw up all the time. I don't even know why I said this, but this is Naked Truth. I got to go and we'll see you in the next episode. Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.